Hey everyone, it's Dr. Keys. Welcome to the Keys to Confidence podcast. I'm here with Shauna, my wonderful office manager, and we are excited to chat about all things skin, beauty, health, wellness, and to help unlock your inner confidence. If you have any questions you would like me to answer on future episodes, send us a DM on Instagram at KeysMD Cosmetic Clinic or email us at info@keysmd.ca and I'll try to answer as many as I can on upcoming shows. If you like what you hear, don't forget to share and subscribe so that you never miss another episode and to help us grow. Now let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Keys to Confidence. I'm Shauna and I'm joined here with Dr. Keys. How's it going today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great. I'm so happy that it's finally spring and hopefully we never see snow again until Christmas Day.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping as well. But the forecast isn't looking too promising for that. So we are in...
Oh, don't say that.
I know. We're in Ontario, Canada. So, I mean, the temperature is still around 0 degrees right now, Celsius. So it's still relatively cold, but looking forward to warmer days for sure.
I think it's uphill from here. So we have something to look forward to.
For sure.
Yes. So today we're talking about one of the most commonly dreaded of all skin conditions, acne. I honestly don't think I know anyone that hasn't had some sort of acne or knows someone that has experienced acne.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the top three most prevalent skin conditions. It affects about 85% of people ages 12 to 24. Almost 20% of the population. So it's super common. And then it's not just teenagers, what a lot of people think. There's adult acne, which is super common as well. About 22% of women or 1 in 5 suffer from acne. So it's very common. It's an irritating skin condition that no one wants and so many people get.
It's really unfortunate and it's very devastating to see people suffer from acne. What causes acne?
Well, there's several different things that goes into actually starting acne or, you know, having a breakout. So typically you have this hypertrophy of the sebaceous gland and overproduction of sebum, and sebum is what comes out of these glands. It's normal. It helps lubricate the skin and hair, but when you get this excess production of it is when it causes problems. So the sebum production can be influenced by androgens. So you see it more often in men. So when boys hit puberty, they often can get quite severe acne. Women with PCOS, which is a different condition, and then tumors of the adrenal gland and ovaries, and as well as genetics can play a factor in how much sebum production there is. The next thing is the follicular hyperkeratinization of the epithelial cells. So you get these cells on top of the skin and they start building up, and it can lead to obstruction of the sebaceous follicle or the hair follicle, essentially is where this is coming from. And then you add in the bacteria, the P. acne, which is a gram-positive bacteria. And you get these three things together. And typically that is when you're going to start getting breakouts.
Can anything else cause acne? I often hear people say, oh, I had a chocolate bar for dinner last night and now I have a massive breakout on my face. Does diet or hormones play into effect of that?
Yeah, there's many, many other things that can play a factor for sure. So I remember when I was younger, people would say chocolate would cause acne, and there's maybe some truth to that. It's not actually the chocolate itself, but it's been shown that high glycemic diet has contributed to acne. So that stuff like, well, chocolate, white bread, cornflakes, rice, potato chips, donuts, pastries, and sugary drinks, that type of thing. And the other thing is cow's milk has also been shown to make acne worse. So I know even for myself, I work out a lot. So I used to use a lot of whey protein and I completely stopped because I felt like it made my skin worse actually.
Oh, that's really interesting. Are there any other causes to acne?
Yeah, there are still others for sure. So there's certain medications that can make it worse. Probably the most common would be corticosteroids, oral or topical. And then there's other ones less common, like phenytoin, lithium, and cyclosporine, et cetera. Ones that are more common to people would be skin irritation. So washing with harsh soaps and detergents, skin picking, hot showers, and dry skin can definitely contribute to acne formation. And then, of course, there's family history and stress.
Wow, there's so many different causes of acne. How would you diagnose it?
Well, the diagnosis is typically clinical, and it's important to determine the severity of the acne to determine the treatment. So it can be mild, moderate, severe, of course. So mild is just with several comedones. Moderate would be many. And then severe is widespread nodulocystic lesions with scarring. And scarring is really the big thing with severe acne that you don't typically see with mild or moderate acne.
Dr. Hughes, I know you mentioned that there is a broad spectrum of the severity of acne. When would be an appropriate time to come and see you?
I think the best time to come is when it starts bothering you. So, you know, that can be, you know, someone with very mild acne where they want their skin cleared up as much as possible. Or some people might not come in until it's severe and they have scarring and they want repaired. So ideally, in the perfect patient, they're going to come in before they get scarring so we can try to prevent any further worsening of the acne. But it's really individualized for the patient as to when they want to come in.
For sure. And we honestly have so many different treatments that we offer here for like the large spectrum of patients. So whether you are just starting to notice your skin changing, or if you do have severe acne scarring, we can definitely help you with that as well. What are some of the treatments that you would offer to your patients?
It's going to be different for every patient and the stage of acne that they have. So often I'm going to look and see if they need any medications. So typically with mild acne, you're going to use retinoids and benzoyl peroxide and probably a topical antibiotic as well. And then if it's moderate, similar treatment, but you might add in an oral antibiotic. And if it's severe, continue with the topical retinoid, oral antibiotics, benzoyl peroxide, and even add in isotretinoin, which is also known as Accutane, the most common name for it, at least. And that's the big gun, but we try to avoid that as much as possible because there's other treatments for sure. So those are kind of the more typical medication treatments for this. Before we get into anything else, we want to calm down the acne that's currently there.
And then post active acne, we have other treatments that we can help you with as well. Laser resurfacing, microneedling, chemical peels, laser light therapy, and then again, getting you onto a medical grade skincare that will help you regulate everything and prevent you from having hopefully future breakouts.
Yeah. And depending on what stage their acne is in, it kind of determines what we can use as well. So there's certain devices you don't want to use over active acne, and then there's certain ones that you can. So you definitely have to know what can be used and what can't be. Ablative lasers are great for scarring as well as fractionated laser. I also do something that's called subcision, where you actually put a needle or cannula under the skin and try to cut out the fibrous bands that hold down the scars. So you get this pitting scar, and the goal is to remove the pitting and to elevate the skin and make it flush with the surrounding skin so you cannot see it anymore. So that's something else that can be done.
I love watching this treatment.
Yeah. It's somewhat intense, but you can get some pretty good results with it as well. And then we can also use filler in the depressed scars too, because sometimes they just don't come out as well as you would like. And then you can also cut them out. So punch biopsies can be done as well for deep scars. And then it's typically just one suture to close that up and typically heals quite well. And then, like you said, you touched on light laser treatments. So those can be beneficial as well. So we have several patients coming in for those treatments right now. And then there's radiofrequency microneedling. That can be quite beneficial. And you touched on chemical peels, microdermabrasion, facials, and skincare. So Yeah, there are many different treatments, and many of them are beneficial. Some are used in combination. And like I said, it just determines where you're at for what we choose to do.
And the nice thing about what we do have to offer is everything's customized and personalized to you. So again, wherever you are on the running scale of acne, we are able to help you. So where can we find more information regarding acne and what we have to offer?
Well, there's a couple options. You might want to start with your own family physician to see if they have any recommendations in terms of medications. And if that's not convenient for you, you don't have a family doctor, whatever the case may be, they're less educated in skincare and acne. You can give us a call. You can go to our website, www.keysmd.ca. And under conditions, we do have a tab there for acne and the different treatments that we offer for that. So I would probably start there, to be honest. And then if there's any questions, you can always send us messages on Instagram or send us an email, would work as well.
Perfect. And yeah, like Dr. Keys had said, you're more than welcome to follow us on Instagram, KeysMD Cosmetic Clinic. You can DM us with any questions that you may have about any of the treatments that we offer or any treatments regarding acne, and we would be happy to answer. I really appreciate everyone joining us today. I feel like it was very informative and very interesting speaking to you about acne.
Yeah, thank you, Shauna. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will chat again soon.
If you like what you hear, don't forget to share and subscribe so that you never miss another episode and to help us grow.